now. Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
We had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the broadcast and had two different broadcasts playing at the same time. We now join the broadcast early in the top of the first inning.
Outfield playing pretty straight away. Not quite as windy as it was last night. Swing and a miss. Got him on a little high tease right there. Out number one, Ryan goes down swinging. And that's going to bring Riley Post to the plate. Her Fowler on deck. Last night we jumped on Salina, picked up a couple of runs in the first inning. We had four straight signals, and I'm sure Coach Kalp was happy about that, to see the boys swinging the bat well early. First ball outside, back to the fence, ball one. That was taken high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes now to Riley Post. I'll tell you who else hit the ball hard last night was Ian. He hit the ball hard. Yeah. That one's high, ball three. Three balls, no strikes now to the number two hitter, Riley Post. Riley came in last night and struggled a little bit on the mound, you know. Just didn't have his control, and thank God we could come out of there with the win. And that one was a little bit high, but the umpire called it a strike. Three balls, one strike here to Riley Post. Not sure what the umpire's names are. I didn't meet them. I know it's Greg and John. You guys know who they are? Not that it really matters, but there's ball four. Greg Place was his name. And Todd Dunlap, two umpires out there tonight. So we got our first runner out of the ball game. Riley goes down to first base with a base on balls, and that's going to bring Garrett Fowler to the plate. Riley's pretty quick with his feet, so maybe we'll see if we can get a stolen base. I don't think we hit. Oh, he's got him picked off.
Uh-oh.
Great move by that first baseman, absolutely. Bubba, if you're out there, we got our first pickoff of the year, brother. Left-hander just kind of flung it over there and caught Riley off guard, and that's going to be out number two. Those are the kind of mistakes we don't like. But it happens in baseball, folks. So Garrett now is back up there. He's got basically no balls pitched to him yet. Lost his runner, and that one's right down the heart of the plate, strike one. I think Riley was going on that pitch no matter what, and he had it in his head he was stealing, and he made his move, and he just took off, and he was dead beat. A little bit high right there. One ball, one strike.
Pitcher's going right at him.
Yeah, he actually throws hard. Swing and a miss right there. One ball, two strikes now to Garrett. And he did get a base runner and got him picked off of first base. Joe Holman on deck here for the Indians. That one's in dirt, comes back to the screen. Their diamonds dried up pretty good. I bet ours is looking pretty good now, too. Ours was wet earlier, obviously. That one's inside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes now. To Garrett, let's see if he can get on. Give Joe a chance here in the top of the first inning. The Indians, a young crew. Got one senior. That is a rocket up the middle, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit. Nice piece of hitting right there by Garrett Fowler. So the Indians pick up their first hit. Garrett goes down to first. Well, two away now. We're going to see if we can do something with Joe Holman.
21, Holman.
What's his first name?
This is Joe. Joe Homan.
Next.
Joe Homan, the next one is Cody Shinneberry. He's on deck. He's the DH. Just Joe, keep that up, Matt. That was down and away. Ball one. Am I missing somebody in there?
I think that one's beat down to the ball.
That one's beat down to the first baseman. He comes up with it, steps on the bag, and that's out number three. So Joe makes the fielder's choice and goes down as a three unassisted in the book for out number three. And we finish up the top half of the first inning. We do pick up a hit. We strand one at the end of three outs. No score.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible. Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi 821 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling. Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4848.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health part pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of recommended vaccines to protect against shingles, pneumonia, whooping cough, tetanus, seasonal influenza, and more. With our comprehensive immunization program, Kalp Pharmacy wants to help keep you safe and healthy from many vaccine-preventable diseases. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 for more information. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, here we go. We're getting ready for the bottom half of the first inning. Joe Homan takes the mound for the Indians, and defense looks like this. We have Owen Shane at third base. We have Riley Post at shortstop. I think that's Riley Will at second base, isn't it, CP? Right there, catching that ball.
I think that's Ryan Post.
Well, Ryan Post out there playing second base last night. He was the DH. Yep, we got Ryan there. And then we have Ian over at first in the outfield. We have Regan Martin out there. We have Keaton Metzger out there. And we have probably Riley Will out in left end. Very good.
So.
Okay. All right. Come on, Joe. Let's get a good start here. Colin Overholt, first batter, left-hander for the Lancers. Takes the first pitch on the inside edge for strike number one. Comes the next pitch. Curveball comes inside. One ball, one strike. Owen Shane playing about four steps inside the third base line here. This kid's probably pretty quick and gets down the line in a hurry. So if he gets a ground ball, he's got a gun him over there. Taking a little low right there. Two balls and a strike. Kevin Carter on deck. That one's smacked back over our heads. Two balls, two strikes now. Oh, man, he's got sound effects. Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah. We go all out.
We're having fun.
We have fun up here.
I do like it.
I thought that was coming from us.
Here comes the pitch. Taking a little bit high. Three balls, two strikes now. The leadoff man, Overholt. Gavin Carter on deck, followed by Creed Jesse, the DH for the Lancers. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Rung him up. Looked like it was maybe a smidge on the outside edge, but he's been given that pitch, and that's going to be the first strikeout for Joe. That's going to bring Gavin Carter to the plate. Says he got one strikeout in the bag already. There's a curveball. It gets way outside. Says he got a little bit of experience last year. He comes into the squad. I saw in the paper he's the only returning player that has a victory pitching. How about that? That one gets way outside again. Two balls, no strikes to the shortstop, Gavin Carter. Junior shortstop for the Lancers. That was taken high, ball three. 3-0 now. Here comes a 3-0. Taken for a strike. Three balls and a strike. Owen backed up a little bit. And post planting pretty straight away there at second. There's a curveball high. Didn't come down. That's going to be ball four. So the Lancers got a runner on. And he plays walk like an Egyptian. This guy's a classic.
Number 32, Jesse.
All right, that's going to bring the number three hitter, the DH, Creed Jesse, to the plate, followed by Ethan Kemmler. That one's going to bounce up and get away from Garrett, and that's going to be an easy pass ball, and that's a wild pitch right there. And so Carter heads down to second base, and the count is one ball, no strikes. There comes the pitch. That's a ground ball over towards Riley Post. Riley scoops it up, fires across, and that's going to be out number two in the bottom half of the first inning. Nice play by Riley. Scooped it up over to Ian. Nice throw. Did move the runner over to third. So now with two away, the cleanup hitter's got a chance to score the game's first run with a base hit. Carter over at third on that ground ball. That one's fouled back towards us. No balls and a strike. Garrett's going to have to guard that plate. We can't have any pass balls now. Maybe he won't call for the curveball. That's the one he's having troubles with. Ooh. Man, he's got a wide strike zone.
Yes, he does. Now you hit that.
Yeah, that one was about 6 inches outside the off the plate, and he run him up for a strike. No balls, two strikes.
Garrett framed it well.
He's setting up outside, too. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit outside. Looked about like the same pitch, didn't it? One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom half of the first inning. No score in the ball game. Lancers got a runner at third. That one gets in the dirt. Nice job by Garrett. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The old deuce is wild on the old scoreboard. Right away in the first inning. Joe's got the sign. Short lead there at third base. Here comes the pitch. Check swing, and it's going to be fouled down the first base line. That's tremendous. CP, you got to get on that.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. This is our fourth year.
Yeah, I think I remember you guys. I do remember being up here with you guys, too. It's all good. Here comes a 2-2. Curveball, and he waits on it, and he rips it between short and third. And that's going to bring home the game's first run. Man, he sat back, waited on that curveball, and, I mean, he lit it up.
It's like he knew it was coming.
Nice piece of hitting right there. So Carter comes in to score, and that makes it 1-0 in favor of the Lancers. Kemmler's down at first base. So now the center fielder comes up, left-handed hitter Cole Binkley. How old is he, folks? He's a sophomore? He's a freshman. Wow, you guys are playing a couple freshmen tonight. One ball, no strikes here to the freshman Cole Binkley, center fielder. That one, he fouls and hits the guy. Fouls it off, comes over, hits the guy in the warming up, and then he hit the pitcher too.
They're really good friends. They're always getting back at me. I told you that.
Let's not do that.
Get loose, gets drilled. That one comes in a little low. Two balls and a strike now, two outs. We're going to get an out of here.
We should have headsets on. We can talk to each other.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Here comes the pitch. That one's inside.
That'd be fun. We could have a comment now.
We're getting
enough trouble with this. Oh. What are you going to do, fire?
Yeah, you're not going to get fired.
That's
right. That's right. Here comes the 3-1. That one's popped back over our head. Big pitch right here, CP. If we can get out of here, I don't want to walk this guy in. Yeah, that center fielder is shallow, isn't he? Here comes the payoff. He rips it, and that's going to be over the second baseman's head, and that's going to fall in there for another base hit. So back-to-back base hits for the Lancers, and that's going to bring Landon Price to the plate. So Binkley at first, Kemmler down at second. One run across the plate, 1-0 in favor of the Lancers here in the bottom half of the first inning. So here comes the pitcher, the freshman, Landon Price, another left-hander. As he's got the sign, he comes in a little bit high and outside. Got a lot of pitches this inning already, doesn't he?
25.
There's a ground ball right back to Joe. Joe takes it. Takes it over to Ian, and that's going to be out number 3. But in the inning, we get a little damage here by the Lancers. They pick up one run on a couple of hits and a base on balls. And after one on the books, folks, it's 1-0 in favor of the Lancers.
At Full Brothers and Ford Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers and Ford Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery to get the most out of your investment.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, and I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm an accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, CP, we're back here for the second inning, top of the second inning, and we're going to go Ian Holman, Cody Shinneberry, and Riley Will, first three batters for your Indians. Lancers picked up a run in the bottom half of the first, and they have a 1-0 lead. Ian hit the ball hard last night, man. I hope he hits one right out that center fielder again. Takes the first whack at it, pops it up foul over the right field line. Last night, the Atlanta center fielder made two diving catches on this hitter. He hit two rockets. No, actually, they were in front of him. They were just right over the pitcher's head, and he came in and caught both of them. That was taken outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike to Ian. I was taken outside for ball two. Shinnerberry on deck, followed by Riley Will. I was taken high and inside.
I'll call it over.
Yeah,
wait,
22.
Thank you. 3-1 count to Ian. He calls time. Nobody on here. Early in the ballgame. Ian is looking to get that run back. He takes a whack at that. Finds it out in the cornfield over the right field line.
He wanted that one.
It's one of them high pitches that you can't hardly lay off of. It's a good thing the wind's from the north, folks. We got a guy hauling manure out there about a quarter mile from us. There's a hard hit ball over towards it. It's going to get between the first baseman and the second baseman. That's going to be another hit for Ian Hellman. Nice piece of hitting by Ian. He just kind of hung with that outside pitch and drove it over there. So the Indians get their leadoff man on, and that's going to bring the left-hander, Cody Shinnerberry, to the plate.
Yes,
too. Be a little production out of the bottom of the lineup here, CP. That'd be awesome. Lefty versus lefty. Oh, he's going to put a bunt down that fouls off to the back of the screen here. Here he's going to try to get that runner in scoring position, and hopefully Riley or Owen can drive him in. Owen hit the ball hard last night a couple times, too.
I know Ian's got some wheels on him, so.
Sneaky fast?
Oh, yeah.
Squares the bunt, watches the curveball come right across the plate for strike number two.
Maybe we'll go with quick.
Not sneaky fast. All right, Cody finds himself in the hole, 0-2. Now he's got a swing and an outside pitch. And he's going to strike out swinging. Quick snap throw down the first inning there, got Ian leaning on that. So out number one for Cody, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate. I don't remember if Riley got him at bat last time. Did he get into bat last night long?
I don't remember.
For defense, but I'm not sure he got into bat. Here comes the pitch. It's down the dirt, ball one. Sign from Coach Cobb down to third. Coach Feely over at first. Here comes the pitch. Taken outside for ball two. Both teams got two hits. We just don't have anything to show for it. Lancers picked up a couple of hits there in the first, picked up a run, and get the big lead. I think that one he called a strike. Yes, he did. Two balls on a strike now to Riley Will. Here comes a 2-1. Takes a whack at it back at the screen. Two balls, two strikes. Owen Shane on deck for the Indians. Left fielder playing him pretty deep. Center fielder is in and the right fielder is in. Here comes the pitch. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Just kind of froze him on that. It's kind of a little breaking ball and just hit the inside edge, and that's going to be strikeout number two of the inning. That's going to bring Owen Shane to the plate.
Number 18, Shane.
strikeout number three so far for the Indians. Early in the ball game, and now we got Ian picked off. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's two base runners, folks, and both of them have been picked off by this young left-hander pitcher. So, not happy with that, but that's going to end the inning, and that's going to bring the bottom of the second inning, Indians trail 1-0.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Merrick Lane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Merrick Lane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Did Old Man Winter do a number on your car? Spring is here and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617 to start spring off right with a professional wash and wax or get their full detailing. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you can stay nice and cool on that first hot day. Give the experts at Hastings a call at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready to go for spring.
All right, TP, we're back here for the bottom half of the second inning. Joe Homan takes the mound again for the Indians. He's going to face Walker, Leith, and Myers. 7-8-9 batters for the Lincoln D Lancers. First pitch comes in there a little bit low. Ball number one. Curveball comes in outside. Ball two. Well, I can tell you one thing. When he sets up for his curveball, it's pretty easy to tell he's going to get a curve, isn't it? There's his fastball, and that's taken for a strike. He got a break right there. That was about 4 inches off the plate. Two balls and a strike. We're sitting in a perfect spot right behind home plate here. That one's fouled back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes.
Great weather here in the press box.
Absolutely. Perfect in here.
Great company.
Good company. With
great company.
69 degrees in the press box. We got the windows open. Here comes a 2-2. Curveball.
Ooh.
Hanging curveball starts coming down across the plate, and he decides he better get that thing out of there, and he check swings over towards the Indian dugout. That's about as late as you can swing and still catch the ball. Yeah. It's almost in the catcher's mitt.
Wow.
Nobody out of here in the bottom of the second. Innings trail 1-0. Here comes the 2-2. That one's fouled over towards the Indian dugout also.
Let's get the pitch count up.
Yeah, Josie's got a lot of pitches here so far. What's he up to, CP? Is he in the 30s?
32.
Yeah. Not the average you want here when you start, that's for sure. Here comes a 2-2. That's going to be, baby. What's wrong with that one? A little low?
I don't know if the bottom
dropped
that loud or what.
I don't know, man. I thought he was going to ring him up on that one. 3-2 now. That one's hit out towards the right field line, and that's going to fall in there for a base hit. Keaton comes over, picks it up, fires into the cutoff guy, and they got their leadoff guy at first base. So Walker down at first after a base hit, and that's going to bring Clayton Leith to the plate, second baseman.
How about it, number
six? Sophomore second baseman for the Lancers.
Leith.
You got a lot of seniors on the squad, but you're playing a lot of youngsters tonight, ain't you?
Got a couple hurt.
A couple banged up. I understand. There's a perfect bunt right back at the pitcher. fires over to first base and he gets the out. Picture perfect buck right there. Moves Walker over to second. Leaf gets a sacrifice.
Myers.
And that's going to bring the left fielder Sam Myers to the plate. Runners in scoring position. One out here. Bottom of the second inning. Ooh, nice dish right there. Just caught that inside edge of the black right there for strike number one. Here comes the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Come on, Jersey. Punch one out here one time.
What's
that? That one's hit high out towards the left fielder. Riley coming underneath it, and he makes the grab. Two outs now. We're going to roll back to the top to Colin Overholt.
Number 11 catcher, Colin Overholt.
That's a major league flying ball. Good height on that.
Good thing he has his sunglasses on.
He caught that down there by his hip, too.
Mm-hmm.
Made me a little nervous there for a second. All right, Joe, get out of this inning here. We got a runner at second. Leadoff man up. That first pitch is taken outside for ball one. Joe struck this young man out looking the first time up. He's going to be looking to swing the old bat this time. That was taken outside. Ball two. Ooh, nice pitch. Ooh. Oh, he's a delayed strike caller, you know that? I thought that was a strike, and he just kind of stood there, but it was a strike. Two balls and a strike. Here comes a 2-1. Damn him, he pops it up right over our heads. Two balls, two strikes. We got more music up here than we know to do with, huh? This guy's set up for heads. I'm sure every one of them's perfect. Come on, Jersey, get out of this mess. This is wild. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the second inning. Ooh, ooh. Curveball gets away. Good job by Garrett popping up to get that one. He'd have been standing on third in a heartbeat. Now we got the payoff pitch. Don't lose him here. Worked too hard to get them two strikes on him. And he does. Throws it outside, and that's going to be ball four. Little Johnny Cash playing now. Walk the line. This guy's on top of his game.
All over it.
Now we got runners at first and second, and that's going to bring the shortstop, Gavin Carter. Junior right-hander for the Lancers. Get out of this mess here, Josie. Taking a little bit outside for a ball. Got to get him over the plate, Josie. Trust your defense, my friend. They're out there to help you. That was taken outside, ball two. Says he's struggling with a little control here in the second inning. Ryan Post holding the runner on at second. Outfield playing straight away. Here comes the 2-0. That direct across the heart of the plate for a strike. I think Josie can throw that strike when he wants to, but he's afraid to throw it all the time, which I understand, but you don't walk bases loaded here. That one's hit out towards right field. Keaton's coming in fast, and he is going to let it go over his head. That's going to score one. And then he throws it to second, and that gets away, and that's going to score two, and the runner's going to advance to third. Wow. Routine fly ball right there, folks. And Keaton coming, he was running in hard, and he just overran it. It fell right over his head. So Carter ends up over at third on the air by Keaton Metzger in right field. And Overholt comes around to score from first base. And Walker comes in to score to make it 3-0 in favor of the Lancers here in the bottom of the second inning. There's a hard ground ball over to Riley Post. Riley scoops it up, fires across the field, and that's going to be dropped by Ian Holman at first. Riley made a nice play, gunned it over. It was a one-hopper into Ian, and that's going to bring Gavin Carter across the plate. So quickly, those walks come back to haunt you, CP, I'm telling you. And now it's 4-0 in favor of the Lancers. So Creed's down there at first on an air by the shortstop. Actually, I'm going to give that to E3. A couple of errors here. Runner at first base now, and that's going to bring the cleanup hitter, Ethan Kemmler, to the plate. My pitch is outside. Man, that's the kind of stuff when your pitcher's struggling, Clayton, and he gets the pop-up. You got to make that play and get your butt in the dugout and make one boo-boo, give him 4 outs, and look what happens. That was taken inside, ball 2. Keep your head up out there, Jersey. Don't get mad. Stay focused. That was popped up and hit hard out. Side the old fence down the right field line. 2 balls and a strike. 7th batter of the inning here for Lincoln View. Picked up 3 runs so far here in the bottom of the second. On only a couple of hits.
Pitch count's hurting.
Yeah, he's getting up there in a hurry, that's for sure. That one's way outside, and that's going to get past Garrett Fowler. Garrett's going to fire it out there, and it's going to go out to the outfield, and that's going to be backed up by Regan Martin. So nice job by Regan coming in there to pick that one up.
We're just getting a little flustered right now.
Well, we needed to get that out. I mean, and now everybody's frustrated. They were out there for a long time, thought they had an easy out, didn't get it. So this is what it is. You got to suck it up, focus, get the out, let's go. That one's in the dirt. Jesse's getting tired. Now it's ball 4, and he's gonna have runners at first and second. We got 2 outs real early, and it's just dragging on now. So Jesse down to second, Kemmler at first, and that's going to bring the number 5 hitter, freshman Cole Binkley, to the plate. Takes first pitch, strike on the inside. I think they're going to wait for a strike. That's what's going to happen. Well, looking real sharp. Now we throw one past the pitcher there.
Just need to get this out.
Yeah, we need it out back. And that is a hard hit ball over to Ian.
There we go.
Sucks it up. Steps on the bag for out number 3. But they get some damage here in the bottom half of the second inning. They pick up 3 runs on a big air and a couple of hits. And after 2 in the books, 4 for Lincoln View, 0 for
Ian. I'm taking a note from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The AL234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Choosing the right insurance.
insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, Clayton, we're back here for the top of the third inning. Indians find themselves in a full-run deficit. They're going to go to the play with Owen Shane, Regan Martin, and they roll back at the top to Ryan Post. Shane takes the first pitch in there right across the heart of the plate for a strike. Next one, he beats right back to the pitcher. Pitcher comes up with it, fires over to first base, and that's going to be out number one. That's going to bring Regan Martin to the plate. So one away here. Ryan Post on deck, Regan Martin at the plate. Regan did not get the bat last night. He was DH'd four, so this will be his first at bat of the year. Stands in there, takes the first pitch high and outside. This young man's a good-looking athlete, you know that, CP? Swing and a miss right there.
Got the old number nine going.
Got the number nine going. One ball, one strike, one away here. Top of the third, that one's down low. One ball, two strikes. We just need to get, if we get somebody on, we don't get picked off, right?
That'd be nice.
Seems to be the rule of thumb here for the Indians. Swing and a miss, way late on that fastball right there. Freaking saying, boys, these guys are pretty fast. Here comes the 2-2. Pops that one up out towards right field. Right fielder, he's going to be camping underneath that, and he's going to make a nice play on out number two. Regan goes down with a fly ball out to the right fielder. F9 in the old book. And then we're going to roll back to the top to Ryan Post. Ryan struck out swinging first time up in the first inning.
13 this time.
He's got a quick bat, folks. He can smack it anywhere. Watches that one a little bit high and outside. Lefty versus lefty here. One of them's going to win. Ooh, that one just about hit him in the knee, and he gets out of the way just in time. That's inside for ball two. Swing and a miss right there. Right down the heart of the plate. He'd like to have that one back. Two balls and a strike. Two outs here. Top of the third inning. Indians trail 4-0. Curveball that hangs up there. That's inside. 3-1. Riley Post on deck for the Indians. Here comes the pitch, and that hits him in the back of the leg. So Ryan goes down, hit by the pitch, and he's on first base, and that's going to bring Riley Post to the plate.
Number three, Riley Post.
The curve ball didn't curve, CP, and that's what happens.
Kind of saw that one coming.
Yes, sir. A
couple pitches before.
He just kept sneaking inside, 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 and finally it just didn't go. All right, Riley. A little something here. See what you can do. Left fielder backs up, gives him a couple of steps. Right fielder playing way in. First pitch strike. Pretty good chance Ryan Post ain't going to get too far off first base. What do you think? There he goes.
Oh,
picked him off.
Goodness.
Picked him off. Oh, my goodness, folks. So we get in another pickle. Third time that we've been picked off of first base. And this time they actually threw it past the shortstop at second base. He bobbled it. Ryan dives in there and actually gets... It's our first runner to second base on a... I mean, he was dead meat.
That's, I don't know how he got there.
Wow. I was speechless there for a little bit. I thought our first three runners were all going to get picked off by this guy. So now we got a runner in scoring position, thank goodness, with two outs here. Riley with a chance to drive him in. Pitch is taken right on the outside edge for strike number two. So no balls, two strikes to Riley. He's going to have to defend here a little bit. Garrett Fowler on deck for the Indians. I just got done saying he's not going to get off base very far. Swing and a miss, got him. That's going to end the inning. Well, in the inning, we pick up no runs. We did have a runner on. We got hit by the pitch and ended up over at second base, and that's going to do us for after 2.5. The Indians trail 4-0.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off the Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Alpha Christian Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are complete. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
This is the first thing you hear after the power goes out. Silence. But that doesn't last very long. The next thing you hear is complaining, then the inevitable whining. No TV, no power for laptops and tablets. How long do you think their cell phone will last without a recharge? How about your cell phone? Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. Not only do they operate quietly, a Generac generator from Reasoner will silence complaining and whining. Call 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kopp Pharmacy carries a full line of diabetic therapeutic shoes. Our pharmacists will measure, fit, and mold both shoes and inserts to fit the individual's needs. Kopp Pharmacy reimbursement specialists will bill your diabetic shoes directly to Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about diabetic shoes and to schedule an appointment. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Joe Helmuth back on the mound. He's going to face 6, 7, and 8. Price, Walker, and Leith, first three batters. Indians find themselves in a four-run deficit. First pitch popped up out towards Riley Post. Riley goes out, makes a nice move over his shoulder, makes the grab. So that's going to be a helper for his old pitch count right there. One away, and it's going to bring Thad Walker, the right fielder, for the Lancers to the plate. He had a nice sacrifice. Not take that back. He had a hit the last time up, came around to score. The pitch is taken outside and high for ball one. That one's up over our head, CP. One ball, one strike. Made Josie up to, I think, pushing 50.
He's at 59.
Oh, boy. That one's low and in the dirt. Two balls and a strike, one out here. Bottom of the third inning.
Probably use a quick inning here.
Oh, man, he could use one of them. Bad way. Swing and a miss right there. Nice breaking ball to the outside edge. Two balls, two strikes. To the right fielder, Thad Walker. Keep the bases clean one time. That one's outside for a ball. Full count. Owen Shane playing even with the bag. Riley playing about five steps in off the grass. Here comes the 3-2, and that's taken on the inside. Oh, running up. We'll take that. Dizzy's going to be happy with that one. Looked a little bit inside to me, but they're going to ring him up, and that's going to be a strikeout here for the second out of the inning.
Second baseman, Clayton Leith.
And that's going to bring the sophomore, Clayton Leith, to the plate. Second baseman for the Lancers. His first pitch fouled back to the screen. Dizzy gets up a quick strike on him. you're just joining us, the Indians are trailing 4-0. Panthers picked up 1 in the first and 3 in the second. Now I got this lady over here clapping about the Lancers. See?
I didn't clap.
Who was it? Was the guy clapping? All right. That one taking a little low and in the dirt.
If you give me a headset, I could just talk right along with you.
We probably have an extra headset.
And she talk. And she talk.
Ooh, nice pitch right there. There we go. Yeah, he did call it a strike. All right. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the third. Like I said, the Indians are trailing 4-0. There's a ground ball over towards Owen Shane. Owen comes up with it. Fires across the field. Nice play by the infielder right there over to Ian Holman, and that's out number three. Three up, three down for the first time for Joe Holman. I'm sure he's happy to get back in that dugout. So we got three in the books, CP. We're trailing 4-0.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery. 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
All right, we're back. Top of the fourth inning. Indians are going to go Garrett Fowler, Joe Holman, and Ian Holman. First three batters. Facing the young freshman on the mound has been pitching pretty dang good. He's certainly been great at the pickoff play. What do you think, CP?
Most certainly.
Great popcorn here at Lincoln View, too, by the way. First pitch taken for a strike right across the heart of the plate. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. One ball, one strike to Garrett Fowler. Garrett had a base hit his first time up. Swing and a miss, man. Good cut right there. This young man can bring the heat, can he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty impressed with this young arm here. Here comes the 1-2. It's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Is that right? He hit 88? Yeah, he throws pretty hard. Ooh, nice pitch right there. Got him frozen. That's going to be strikeout number one here of the inning, and Garrett goes down looking.
Number 21. Joe Holman.
That's going to bring our pitcher, Joe Holman, to the plate. Joe hit a ground ball to the first baseman his first time up. Indians only have a couple of hits so far here in this ballgame. This young man's just in a, he's just grooving right now. He's just throwing it in there saying, hit it, boys, if you can. Right down the pipe.
I definitely underestimated him.
Yeah, he's... There's a ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop comes over, comes up with a clean, fires across the infield, and that's out number two. Two up, two down here in the top of the fourth inning. Indians trail by 4, and that's going to bring Ian Holman to the plate. Ian had a base hit his first time up, led the inning off the second inning, got our leadoff man, and then we don't want to talk about what happened, do we? Nice curveball. Wow. Best curveball of the day so far for this young man.
Spoke too soon earlier about Ian's wheels.
That one's fouled back to the screen. I don't think Ian claims to be the fastest guy in the world, does he?
He knows it, though, so.
We're just teasing. That one's outside for a ball. One ball, two strikes to Ian Hummond. Two outs here. Top of the fourth inning. Indians need to get a little something going here. Here comes a 1-2. That's down in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Probably put a goose egg up there on the bottom half of that scoreboard last inning, didn't we? Thank goodness. That is an absolute bullet out to that center fielder. Ian Hummond staying hot with that bat, folks. He's 2-for-2. He hit that baby on the screws, and he's down at first base. And I guarantee you, if he gets off of that base more than two steps, Coach Kopp's going to go over there and plant him on that base.
I don't know if I'd even leave the base.
All right. So Cody Sitterberry steps in there. He struck out swinging in the second inning. See if we can get a little two-out bingo going here. Ian Hummond off the first base about 4 feet. Here comes the pitch. A little bit high right there. Two balls, no strikes. Timeout called here by Lincoln Views. Head coach is going to go out and talk to his young left-hander. Coach is going to come in and talk. I think we'll just stay right here for this one. I don't think this is going to be a long talk. I think he's just going out there and saying, look, boys. You never know what he's going to turn on. You play that music and that coach is back off of that mound in the heartbeat. He's like, oh my God, they're timing me. Third baseman laughing right now. He's saying, make it funny up there, coach. All right, Cody steps back in there. Two balls, no strikes. I think coach just wanted to go out there and settle him down and say, hey, just throw strikes here. And he did. He threw a strike and Cody was waiting on it. He just a little bit tardy on that. Two balls and a strike now. Here comes Cody. Ooh, Cody checked swing, and he did call out a strike. I thought it was a pretty decent pitch, too. It might have been a little outside, but too close not to swing at that one. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuce is wild here in the top of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch, and that's a ground ball back to the pitcher. Comes up with a clean, turns and fires over the first baseman for out number three. Nice play by that young man. Well, we're through 3.5, folks. We haven't got one on the scoreboard yet, and we trail 4-0.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $5. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad. Or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $5 every Friday evening during Lent. You can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $5. 375-4274.
All right, Clayton. Big Joe back out there on the mound for the bottom half of the fourth inning. He's going to face 9-1-2. Sam Myers, Colin Overholt, and Gavin Carter. First three batters here for the Lancers. Says he had a nice quick inning that last one. Let's see if he can get another one here. Comes out with a curveball, comes across the plate for a strike, and then the second one comes just a little bit outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. That one's popped up over our heads. The old glass breakage. I think you had that 2 years ago when we was here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure?
For sure.
Yeah.
Got some action on the Lincoln View side. Pitching.
Warming up a guy. Yeah, had somebody heading out there to warm up. Two balls, two strikes. My big partner, Bubba, the Hall of Famer, he's couldn't make the trip tonight. He definitely would have remembered these guys, that's for sure. 419-234-2976. If you're out there listening, give us a shout. We'll talk about you on the radio, make fun of you, do the best we can. We want to know who's listening out there. Here comes the 3-2. Down the dirt and outside, and that's going to be ball four. So Joe's going to put that leadoff man on. Take the number 9 guy, and you'll walk him, put him down at first base. That's never a good thing, CP.
Number 11, catcher, Colin.
Let's pick him off.
I think there's been enough pickoffs ready tonight.
You might want to get ready for stolen base.
Is he quick, is he?
Just kidding, so yeah.
Oh, is that right? That's your son? First pitch in there to leadoff man, Colin Overholt. Just a little bit outside for ball one. There's an attempted bunt back to the screen for a strike. So the announcer's boy is down at first base, CP. What can we talk about? He's saying he's fast. Let's see.
He could be like a trackster fast.
Ooh. We're gonna find out. He may not steal with a 4-run lead. Shows the bunt, pulls back. That's going to be taken in there for a ball. Two balls and a strike.
Jimmy John's fast.
Jimmy John's fast. Our outfield keeps creeping in. Shows bunt again, pulls back, and that's going to be taken for a ball. Three balls and a strike. It is trail 4-0. Lance has picked up 3 runs, unearned runs there in the second inning. And otherwise, this would be a really tight ball game. Here's a curveball that doesn't even think about breaking. And it's going to be 4 straight balls, and he heads down to second base, or first base. And now we got Sam Myers over at second. With a leadoff walk, back-to-back walks, Overholt down to first. Now with runners at first and second, nobody out. We got Gavin Carter at the plate, shortstop. He attempts to bunt, he chases after it, misses it, and that's going to be strike number one.
Gotta get somebody going down to the bullpen.
Number 32 heading down to the bullpen. Who would that be? Ooh, that was going to get past. That's a wild pitch. That's going to move everybody up. It's exactly what Lancers wanted to do. They was going to sacrifice an out, but don't need that now. That goes down as a wild pitch. So now Myers is over at third, Overhauled at second. Nobody out. Swing and a miss right there by Gavin Carter. One ball, two strikes now. Come on, dude. Get out of this mess. Taking a little bit low and inside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Today to give him a goose egg on this inning. There's a ground ball foul down the third baseline. Count remains at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning. The innings trailed by four. Lancers got runners in scoring position with nobody out. That was a high fastball, and he pops him up. Ryan goes back, and he makes the play. And that's going to probably, yes, everybody obviously holds still, and that's going to be out number one here, and that's going to bring Creed Jesse to the plate.
DH, number 32, Creed Jesse.
We could use one more of those right there, and then we'll take our chances. Creed Jesse hit a ground ball. He grounded out to the shortstop, then reached on an error in the second inning. My first pitch, take it in there, right at the old knee bones for strike number one. Big out right here if we can get him to pop up again or get a strikeout. That one's in the dirt. Nice stop by Garrett. That definitely saved a run. A lot of room behind the backstop here, behind home plate, so. One ball, one strike. One out here, bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. That one's in the dirt again. Nice job by Gavin, or Garrett. Looks like Regan Martin's cheating over a little bit towards the left field line. That one gets in the dirt again. Three in a row. Nice stop by Garrett again. Says you got to quit throwing them curveballs, buddy. Just get one across the plate.
Jerry's getting ready to head out there.
And he was creeping out, wasn't he? Probably looking out there to see if his reliever's kind of warmed up here yet. Here comes the pitch, and he's taking it for a strike all the way. No intention of swinging at that pitch. Now we got full count. Three balls, two strikes, one out here, bottom of the fourth. Big pitch right here. Here comes the pitch. And that's hit hard out towards center field, and nobody going to get to that one. That's going to be a gapper. Regan comes over. He grabs it. He fires over in the second. Two runs are going to score, and that's going to be a stand-up double for Creed Jesse. So Sam Meyer comes around. He scores from third. Overholt comes from second, and that makes it 6-0 in favor of the Lancers. And Creed Jesse down at second. So now we got one out here.
Number 12, first baseman.
Runner at second. Like I said, CP, you know, you walk out number 9 hitter.
Come back to haunt you.
Man, it happens too much. First pitch in there to Ethan Kemmler is on the outside edge. Man, he's throwing some good pitches, but he's just far and few between. 6-0 now in favor of the Lancers. They've got 5 hits. That one right there was just a wee bit outside, but he got a break from the umpire. Now it's no balls, 2 strikes. Kemmler steps back in the box. Says he's got the sign. Here it comes, and he throws that one in the dirt. It's going to get away from Garrett, and that's going to move the runner over to third. So he gets that little lead. He gets up on him. No balls, 2 strikes, and he wants to throw that bender, and he just doesn't have great control over it. A little bit chilly, though. First game to pitch, you know. I mean, there's all kinds of theories out there. He just doesn't have it tonight. Whew, that was a curveball. It didn't break at all. And chin music. Two balls, 2 strikes, 2 runs across the plate. Here, runner at third. Indians trail 6-0. Here comes the pitch, and that one's down in the dirt again. He's making Garrett work for everything he's got tonight, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Getting them pants dirty.
Kemmler had a hit in the first inning and also had a hit in the second inning. He's got a duck on the pond there at third. Here comes the pitch, and that's a hard hit ground ball over to Riley Post. Riley comes up with it, lets the run score, fires across the infield, and gets the out. Nice play by Riley. Another RBI for Kemmler. And that makes a score 7-0 in favor of the Lancers. With two outs now, Cole Binkley, the center fielder, is going to come to the plate with the bases cleared. Coach Kopp is going to go out and talk to his pitcher, and I think he's probably going to make a change. So let's take a quick break here, CP, and let the pitcher get warmed up a little bit, and we'll come back in a second.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is here and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617 to start spring off right with a professional wash and wax, or get their full detailing. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you can stay nice and cool on that first hot day. Give the experts at Hastings a call at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready to go for spring.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we're back. We're going to bring in Junior Cole Greasy to take over on the mound for Joe. Joe finishes his night at 96 pitches. He walked 5 and struck out 2 over the course of 3 2/3 inning. So with bases cleared, Cole's going to come in, and he's going to face Cole Binkley. CP and I were talking. We didn't know Cole pitched, but we're going to find out. First pitch outside for a ball. Indians are, that one's outside, even about the same for ball number 2. And he's a little thin on pitching this year. We lost 9 seniors last year, and a couple of them off to college, one of them off to the major leagues. What do? You got to reload, you know. 3 straight pitches, 3 straight balls, and it's 3-0. Make that 4 straight balls, and none of them close to the strike zone. So Cole's got to get the jitters out a little bit. Base on balls, Binkley down to first base, and that's going to bring up the freshman, Landon Price.
Number 22. Price.
Price, the pitcher for the Lancers tonight. There goes the runner. Here goes the throw down to short. And I'm telling you what, Garrett's got a gun, folks. Garrett come up with that and threw him out down there at second base for out number 3. And that's going to finish the 4th inning. But they pick up a few more runs. They pick up 3. And at the end of 4 complete, 7 for Lincoln View, 0 for the Tribe.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery, Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our Ford to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Ford Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. With one beautiful home completed and more popping up soon, and warm weather approaching, there's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kopp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late. All right, here we go. We're getting ready for the top of the fifth inning. And the young freshman, Landon Price, back on the hill here for the Lincoln View Lancers, and he's going to face Riley Will, Owen Shane, and Regan Martin, first three batters. Regan, he's in the hole. Well, now he's on deck because Riley goes up there and he takes three straight pitches and three straight strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night for Mr. Will. Okay, looking right there, and that's out number one, and that's going to bring Owen Shane. That's strikeout number one, two, three, four, five, six for Mr. Price. So Owen steps in there, takes the first pitch a little bit high for a ball. That one right there, right at the old knees for a strike. One ball, one strike. Just not swinging the bat like we did last night. You know that, CP? There's one whack foul over in the girl softball diamond.
Price is in the zone.
I got to tell you what. I think this coach is going to be thrilled to death with the way this young man's throwing the ball tonight. He's got good control from the get-go. I think he's... I don't even know here. Let me look. He hit one guy and he walked one guy. So he's had pretty good control, and that's a strikeout right there. I don't know. I didn't even look. I was reading the book. Did he swing at that one?
Yep.
Strikeout swinging. So two up, two down, two Ks here for Price, and that's going to be out number two, and that's going to bring Regan Martin to the plate. That one's high and outside.
The first ball of the inning.
Yeah, he's been throwing some pretty good smoke here. Right now, well, he's enjoying a 7-run lead, so he's just out there throwing it across the plate and saying, hit it, boys. There's a strike right there. One ball, one strike. Two outs here, top of the fifth. Indians in a pretty deep hole here. Swing and a miss right there. Regan just a little tardy on that swing. One ball, two strikes. Got to catch up to it, son. Got to catch up. Here comes the pitch. That one smacked foul out in the cornfield. We were talking there between the innings. Cole came in, faced two batters, never threw a strike, and got out of the inning. It's got to be a record. That one's in dirt, gets away from the catcher, and that's going to be a wild pitch right there. Two balls, two strikes now, two outs.
Might have been his first wild pitch of the game.
Maybe. I don't remember any of them coming back to the screen. You know that?
It's a second.
Well, the big guy to our left, so that's a second one. We ain't sure. You might just put that number two up for that guy. Here comes a pitch. Run him up. How about that for an inning right there? Top of the fifth inning, and he strikes out the side. Two of them looking, one of them swinging, and that's going to be a quick inning for that young man. So 4.5 in the books, and the Indians trail 7-0.
So my heater wasn't heating. My friend Tom said I should switch to gas, but Larry suggested I go with a dual fuel furnace. Then Martin said I should use heat from the ground. Geothermally called it. Then my wife said, just call Reasoner. Sure enough, Reasoner Energy had them all. Train high efficiency dual fuel heat pumps, furnaces, and an amazing geothermal heat pump. Reasoner took a look at our place, and the next thing you know, we're all cozy and warm. Go ahead and talk to your friend. But make sure you also talk to my friend at Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you have a question about diabetes? At Kalp Pharmacy, we have pharmacists to answer your questions about diabetes, show you how to measure your blood sugar levels, advise you on nutrition, and provide you with critical information regarding the medication you are taking to manage your diabetes. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to schedule your personal diabetes consultation today and get the support you need to monitor and balance life with diabetes. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back here. Cool Greasy going to take them out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Looks like we're doing a head count here on today's attendance. We come up with 337 people at today's Titanic struggle. Cole comes back with another outside pitch. You know, when he was warming up, we were watching him warm up with nobody standing there in the batter's box, and he's just smoking them right across the plate. Curveball, everything's working, and then somebody steps in there, and that one's jammed him, and he pops it up over towards Owen Shane. Owen goes back and makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch. Nice job, Owen. So Brandon Price pops out to the third baseman for out number one.
Number nine,
and Mr. Greasy's got himself an out in the books, boys. That's going to bring Thad Walker to the plate, senior right fielder for the Lancers. How many do you guys come up with? How many's here?
We can't say. There's 46 from here. So that, I don't know how many's on the list.
I might have been a little high then.
Just a little bit
high. Maybe more around 46 people.
All right.
7-0 Lancers. There's a ground ball over to Ryan Post. Ryan comes in, scoops it up, fires over to Ian Holman. That's out number two. Two up, two down here for Cole. Nice little start for him this inning. He's got the jitters out of him, buddy. He's throwing them across the plate. That's what we need, CP.
Getting them to put in play.
Put them in play. Let the defense do their job. That's exactly right. So that's going to bring up Clayton Leith, the second baseman. Sophomore for the Lancers. Gets a piece of that one. That's foul for strike number one. Bobby and I was talking about how Cole looks just like his dad, his mannerisms, and there's no doubt about it. He's got the same walk and the same everything, you know? Kind of funny. There's the pitch. Curveball catches the outside edge. Nice pitch right there. No balls, two strikes. Two outs here. Keep it going, Cole. Sam Myers on deck for the Lancers. Ooh, tried to jam him right there with a little bit of inside cheese, and he didn't go for it. One ball, two strikes. The Indians got to get back in here and get the bat shaking because we're in trouble, folks. Nice curveball right there. Just drops down. He was about to chase it.
He wanted it.
Yeah, he did. He held off just in the last second. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. 7-0 ball game. Bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the 2-2. Fastball, and he pops him up.
Oh.
That's
going to
hit us right in the rough. Ooh, right in front of us.
We catch it?
Did you catch it?
No, I think it might have hit. Trying to think. Is that? He did catch it. That's unbelievable. Caught in his blanket. I think it's Kevin Will, maybe. Hey, struck him out looking. We're too excited watching the fans over here. And he comes back and with a nice fastball and strikes out Clayton Lee for out number three. Three up, three down here. Second time in the game for the Indians. Hey, we got five in the books, folks. Indians need to get the bats going. They're trailing 7-0.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back for the top of the sixth inning. Indians need to get the bats a rolling. We've got a new pitcher on the mound, and Lyndon Price, who pitched a heck of a ball game, folks. He's going to go out to right field. Right fielder Thad Walker going to come in and take over on the bump for the Lancers. And he's going to face the top of the lineup, Ryan Post, Riley Post, and Garrett Fowler. First three batters here for the Indians. So we're going to get a couple runs on the board. I like us doing it right here and see if we can't make something happen, CP. We need to get a little mojo going these bats. You see here, Ryan's got he got hit by a pitch the last time up, and he struck out swinging the first time up. If Bubba's listening, I know he didn't come tonight because you got to walk 2 miles to get to this press box. He remembers. He's got a memory, I'm telling you. Ryan steps in there, facing the new pitcher, Mr. Walker. First pitch right there from Walker, Texas Ranger, right across the heart of the plate for strike number one. Ooh, swing and a miss right there. Good cut by Ryan. No balls, two strikes. Be nice to get the leadoff man on, see what happens here. That was down a little bit low for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Come on there, Ryan. Get on there somehow. Get us going here. Get us going. That one's outside. Good eye. Two balls, two strikes. That was in the dirt. Good eye. 3-2. All right. Getting some visitors? I love visitors. Oh, okay. Here comes the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him right there on a nice off-speed pitch, and he was out in front. He was waiting on it, but he pulled the string on him. Strikeout swinging for Ryan Post, and that's going to bring Riley to the plate. One out here, top of the sixth inning. Indians down to four outs here, and we need some runs. Another curveball fouled over towards the Indian dugout. Indian just a little bit flat here tonight, coming off that big win last night against the Bulldogs. That was down in the dirt. One ball, one strike. One out here. Top of the sixth inning. The Indians trail by seven. Riley Post trying to get a little something-something going here for the Indians. There's a hard ground ball over towards the second baseman. Nice hand job. Right there he comes up with it and fires over to the first baseman. Makes a nice play. I tell you what, I think he grabbed it with his bare hand, didn't he?
I think so.
He was coming over and kind of slipped. And nice play. It was a hard-hit ground ball. Nice play by the second baseman. So Riley goes down in the books, 4-3. Out number two, and that's going to bring Garrett Fowler to the plate. Garrett had a base hit in the first, and he struck out looking in the fourth. Takes a rip at that one, gets a piece of it for strike number one. That was to, ooh, wow. Thought that one was outside the plate by 6 inches, and he rung him up for a strike. No balls, two strikes now to Garrett. Two outs here, top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 0-2. Fastball gets a piece of it back to the screen. On deck is Cole Greasy for the Indians. Taking place of Joe Homan. There's a hard hit ground ball to shortstop. Shortstop backhanded. Comes up, fires across the field for a nice play, and out number three. Three up, three down for the Indians in the sixth. Just can't get the bats rolling, folks. Pitching has done well. They've faced 10 batters in the last three innings, and we just can't get her going. So we got 5.5 in the books. Indians trail, 7-0.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $5. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad, or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $5 every Friday evening during Lent. You can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $5. 375-4274.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is here and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617 to start spring off right with a professional wash and wax, or get their full detailing. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you can stay nice and cool on that first hot day. Give the experts at Hastings a call at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready to go for spring.
All right, here we go, bottom of the sixth inning. Indians hoping to make these guys bat one more time here, but they're going to need a heck of a seventh inning to make that happen. They trail by seven. Indians going to face Sam Myers here and then roll the top back to Overholt and Carter, first three batters for Cole Greasy. Cole starting to get that breaking ball across the plate. That one called that one a strike, too.
It's looking good.
There's a fastball, catches the outside edge, swing and a miss, strike two. He's a fast worker, too. He wants that ball. He's ready to go. Here comes the 0-2. Nice pitch by him, just a little bit outside, trying to make him chase one.
He built some confidence after that last inning.
Yes, he did. He certainly did. You're exactly right. Ooh, there's
Oh, man.
Slow curveball, and he was sitting there waiting on it, and he just couldn't wait any longer. He had to pull the trigger, and it was way too early yet. Nice strikeout there by Cole. That's back-to-back strikeouts by him. Both swinging. Two strikeouts in a row there. Now we're going to head back up for the top of the lineup, Colin Overhaul with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. That one's popped up right back over our heads. Man, we've had a bunch of them tonight, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Cole. Stay hot here. There's a breaking ball. Hard hit ball over to the shortstop for second baseman. Ryan comes up with it. Over to Ian Holman, out number two.
Perfect.
Yeah, they're making that look pretty easy, folks.
Number two, Gavin Carter.
Cole came in the fourth inning, and that's when we threw that guy out.
Oh,
there's a curve ball, and the young man ducks underneath it. So he's pitched five outs. How many pitches does he have?
He's at 28 pitches.
28 pitches. Woo! It's a curveball that goes behind the batter. I kind of like that. Hey, that batter don't know what's going on. Two balls, no strikes, two outs here. In the bottom half of the sixth inning. That one's taken high. This one we started to brag him up a little bit. Now he's getting wild again, isn't he? 3-0. Put it across the plate. You can see what your defense does.
Oh.
That one's inside high tees and ball number four.
That's all right. He'll settle down here.
So Cole walks that one. Walks Gavin Carter. It's two walks so far for him. And that's going to bring up Creed Jesse, the DH. He watches that one hit the inside edge for strike number one. Come on, Cole, get out of this. What the heck? Oh, he tries to pick him off and throws it over Ian's head. Yeah, that's an error. He just turned and fired, and I'm sure that's something that young man hasn't practiced too often. You know that? So now we got a runner down at second. Carter's down there. He brings in the pitch and just bears down and gets the batter and hits the outside edge for strike number two. No balls, two strikes, two outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning.
This is another good-looking curveball.
Yeah, he's throwing it over the plate. That one's a little bit short. Ball one. Here comes the one pitch. One ball, two strikes. Fastball a little bit low. Ball two. This is wild again, CP. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs. Here's the curveball. And he rings him up. It comes all the way across. I mean, it starts out at the batter and comes all the way across to the outside part of the plate. And he struck him out right there. And that's out number three. Nice job by Cole Greasy. Struck him out looking. And that's going to do it for the Lancers here in the bottom half of the sixth. They pick up no runs, but they already got seven on the board. Indians trail 7-0. One more chance at them.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Fort Recovery Firefighters Association will be serving their annual barbecued chicken dinners on Sunday, April 7th at the Fire Hall. That's right, they'll be serving those great barbecued chicken dinners that we all love. The tickets are pre-sale only, and the dinners are only $7 each and are available from any of the firemen. And be sure to grab a couple of extra dinners for a quick lunch during the week. Get your tickets now, then stop down on Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6 and pick up your chicken dinners. Just drive through the alley from the west and pull up to the window. Fort Recovery Firefighters Chicken Dinners, Sunday, April 7th from 4 to 6. Get your tickets now from any Fort Recovery firefighter.
All right, here we go, folks. We're down to the top of the seventh inning. Indians need to get the bats going like nobody's business. They trail 7-0. They've only got three hits here so far in this ball game, and they just not swinging the bats like we did last night. And a lot of that goes to the pitching here of the Lancers. So Cole Greasy going to lead us off here tonight. He's taking over for Joe Homan, and he's going to come out and take the first pitch and swing on an outside pitch. Strike number one. Yeah, we just don't look as comfortable up there at the plate, you know? That one he takes on the outside edge for strike number two.
I love the no batting gloves from Cole.
Just go in there and rip it, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Here comes the 0-2. And he struck him out looking. He knew it right away. It was just one of those things where it's too late. So Cole goes down looking. And that's going to bring, who we got here? That's not,
it's Ian.
Yep, that's Ian. Okay. Ian Homan coming to the plate. Ian's got a couple of hits so far tonight. 2 for 3. Let's see if he can keep that bat happy. Nice curveball by this young man. Walker, he picks it on the outside edge for strike number one. And he's down to their last two outs here this ball game. We got to get something going here, folks. There's a ground ball over to a shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it. Ian hauling down the bag, and that was a nice stretch right there by the first baseman. Coach Feely thought he pulled his foot, but evidently not. The umpire called him out, and that's going to go down 6-3 in the book, out number two. So that's going to bring Cody Shinnerberry to the plate. Cody, it's our last chance here to get something going. Indians trail 7-0. Never even, we got a guy to second, didn't we?
Yep.
We got picked off three times. Two times.
The last one was the one where you got to
second.
That's
right. They made an error and we got to second. The official scoreboard up here didn't give him an error, though. But it's okay. All right, Cody, here we go. That was taken outside for ball two. Riley Will on deck for the Indians. That one's in the dirt for ball three. Come on, Cody, get on there. What the heck? Here comes the 3-0. He's watching all the way, and that's ball four. So Cody sneaks down to first base with a base on balls, and that's going to bring Riley Will to the plate.
0-0, Will.
Runner first. That is only CP, our first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth base runner. Riley takes first pitch for a strike.
Two of them disappeared.
And two of them got knocked off. That's right. No balls on a strike. That one's in the dirt for a ball. Shinnerberry at first. Lancers in control of this ball game from the get-go. That one's fouled back to the screen. Good cut by Riley. Come on. Oof. Let that one go. I don't know about that. Two Two balls, two strikes. I thought that baby was going to be ringing up for strike number three and end that ball game. This is wild again. Here comes a 2-2. Swung on and smacked foul up and over the screen.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. We're down to our last strike here, folks. Come on, Riley. That one's Shane on deck. That one's in the dirt. That's going to get away from the catcher. And Cody's going to transfer over to second base. So we get our second runner of the game over to second base. He's in scoring position, a base hit away from coming around and giving us a run. Chances are he's probably going to get held up at third anyway because we need a bunch. Here comes the 3-2, and that's a ground ball to the second baseman. Second baseman comes over, fields it cleanly, fires over to the first baseman. That's out number three, and that's your ball game, folks. And that's going to do it here at Lincoln View tonight. The Indians lose this one, and they fall to 1-1 on the season. They get beat 7-0. We'll be back in a little bit for a quick recap, and we'll be out of here.
Miracle Lanes is having a great Lent special. Every Friday night during Lent, you can get a pound of their hand-breaded, freshly cooked pollock for only $5. Just call 375-4274 and drive through and pick it up. The dinner includes chips and coleslaw or potato salad. Or you can choose shrimp instead of the pollock. That same great fish they serve on their Friday lunch buffet is now available on Friday nights. You can get shrimp or a full pound of their hand-breaded pollock with chips and coleslaw or potato salad for only $5 every Friday evening during Lent. You can eat it there or just drive through and pick it up. Miracle Lanes, great fish dinners for only $5. 375-4274.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you have a question about diabetes? At Kalp Pharmacy, we have pharmacists to answer your questions about diabetes, show you how to measure your blood sugar levels, advise you on nutrition, and provide you with critical information regarding the medication you are taking to manage your diabetes. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to schedule your personal diabetes consultation today and get the support you need to monitor and balance life with diabetes. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
All right, we're back here at Lincoln View for the final recap of the game. Indians fall 7-0 here to the Lincoln View Lancers. It was the Lancers' opening night here tonight, and they're tickled to death to come out of here with a win. They are a solid team. The announcer here said they got a couple seniors that are banged up. They played a couple young kids. They started a freshman pitcher, and he pitched really well. I mean, Clayton, what can you say about that young man? He pitched four, and did he? I think he did go four innings, and he pitched a stellar ball game. For the Indians, we just couldn't get the bats running, folks. We just last night we seemed like we were aggressive at the plate. Tonight we were a little tentative. We only came away with three hits. Obviously, we didn't score any runs. We stranded four. We had a couple base runners picked off by that left-hander. In fact, our first two base runners got picked off, and our third base runner made it to second after the attempted pickoff. He got in the pickle, and he ended up at second base. Our base running wasn't very solid tonight, but it's what it is. It's early in the season. We fall to 1-1. We struck out 10 times, no different than we did last night. We had a couple of errors. We gave them a few runs, but if you're not going to score any runs, it doesn't matter, you know. And for Lincoln View, they picked up 7 runs. They only had 5 hits on tonight's ball game, so I'm sure the coach isn't thrilled with the 5 hits, but hey, they come away with the W. The rest of the week here for the Indians, we're going to be on the air Thursday night, we got a home game. Our first home game will be against the Greenville Wave. And then Friday, we're going to be over at St. Henry. It's a non-league ball game. Just trying to get some innings in, get some at-bats in. And then on Saturday, we're at home against Crestview. State champions in basketball. Congratulations to the Crestview Knights. We play those guys at 11 a.m. on Saturday morning. Hopefully the weather will be good. And we'll go from there. But for Dave Kopp, Clayton Pearson, thanks for joining us tonight here at Lincoln View. The Indians fall 7-0. We'll be back on Thursday night. We'll catch you then.
FortRecoveryIndiansBaseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. To the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.